This is Greg Tingle reporting for Media Man Australia. We're speaking to our latest contact in New York, Kenny Zergov, with the Long Island Press. Welcome to the program, Kenny.
Hey, Greg.
How's Long Island in New York going today?
Cold, sporadically snowy, and that's about it.
But you're probably so busy that it's not bothering you so much. So, you're a writer at the Long Island Press. How did you get yourself in the privileged position to work for such a fine organization?
I kind of knew people who knew people, and got hooked into it just through happenstance, I guess you could say.
Okay, so in the broader picture, how did you really get your break in the media industry? I know you've been following the entertainment and wrestling business for quite a long time.
Yeah, sure. I mean, well, it was what I, always kind of studied and what I was always interested in, and it wasn't kind of a no-brainer to pursue that route the moment I kind of entered the professional world. So, fortunately, it kind of, being in the New York area, helped out. It just kind of took off quickly.
So there's no shortage of events to cover there in New York. I mean, everything from cabaret to WWE wrestling to the small-time promotions to stand-up comedy like Johnny Valiant. So how do you actually prioritize and decide what events you're actually going to cover and report on?
Yeah, sure. I mean, well, there's pretty much every week it's almost difficult to choose what you would prefer to cover. And for some reason, when you're a media person around here, it seems that's what constantly kind of blows me away, that no one is accessible. You can kind of get anyone you want if they want to kind of pull themselves out for an event they're doing.
All right. Tremendous. So what actually motivates you, and what are you passionate about to hang in there in the big, bad world of the media business?
What am I passionate about?
Yeah.
I would say most things in the music and arts realm, and of course, as you know, I've been kind of a big fan of the whole professional wrestling, I think, since I was a kid, but anything underground and avant-garde anything that's just, for real and interesting and original that's happening around here, I'm magnetized to.
But so how did the Johnny Valiant, Evan Ginsberg connection actually come about?
Evan emailed another writer here at the paper who about the whole thing, and he seemed kind of interested in it, and he thought it would be kind of a fun, quirky thing to do, and it was coincidental that I was both the staff writer and probably the most wrestling-oriented writer on the paper, so, I thought it would be, I just thought it would be, a really interesting thing. I think it was a good show to see this guy reliving his experiences in the ring humorously on a stage, like it was a real performance, a different kind of performance than in the ring, of course. But that was it. We just set it up.
Yes, but for our readers in Australia, it's sort of like a marrying or a joining up of tradition and the new age, like Johnny Valiant being, immortalized in the pro wrestling business, but now catering to a new era of entertainment and, the marketing and doing the clubs. I mean, it's just a great, unique performance. So, what events are you currently covering?
Oh, geez. There's, rock bands or sitting on the island. Of course, every week. So every week I try to, interview somebody. I guess most recently, this week I'm putting out articles. I just put an article with where I talked with Peter Hook, the bassist for New Order and formerly Joy Division.
Right.
I also did an interview with this blind musician who also is a licensee captain. I just talked to a gentleman named Mike Scott, who was in the band The Waterboys out of England, a very well-known group in their day. It's very strange. I don't know. It's all over the place.
I'm always interested to hear, like, stories from the road and some of the most unique situations. You mentioned you just interviewed somebody blind, but, I mean, I guess every journalist and everyone in the media business would deal with their fair share of nutters once in a blue moon, wouldn't you? Like, nutters, as in people that aren't all there?
Yeah, I would almost feel bad for incriminating the guy, because I think he wasn't too happy with my article, but there was a certain very well-known movie director who I interviewed in person recently, and he more than lived up to his quirky reputation. I'll just say he was, Abel Ferrara actually was the guy who directed Bad Lieutenant amongst a bunch of other very well-known films, and it just went very, very strangely erratic. I kind of didn't know whether I felt entirely safe at points.
Oh, no.
it seemed like he just needed, you know, a good can of Budweiser to settle him down, and eventually we got to business, but that was by far the most bizarre.
Well, you live to tell the tale, so you've done well. And I guess, and for our media savvy audience out there, what are some of the key attributes which you've found you've used successfully throughout your career to keep on going on to bigger and better things?
As with anything, you gotta be persistent. You gotta put up with a lot of crap, and you gotta be patient. You gotta put your ambitions above your more. Have creative ambitions above the financial ones. It's like anything else. You just got to have endless ambition and not see any walls in front of you, I guess.
Mm. Yeah, that's it. And just keep going through the pain barrier, all that, as they say.
More or less. You got to do a reality check and remember that, sometimes, if you're really following what you wanted to do, what point is there in stopping now, because what other options are there?
Absolutely, and in mentioning reality check and keep going forward, I know you've got a couple of hours more work for you there as the sun goes down in New York, and we're busy here too, so it's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you, Kenny, and I look forward to a continuing liaison through hyperspace.
Yeah, you too, Greg.
Look forward to catching up again in the future. Thanks, Kenny.
All right, thank you, Greg.
Great, bye-bye.